Shalom, Rabbi Galperin.
How are you, Ilan?
I am fine. How are you?
Baruch Hashem.
That's good.
Baruch Hashem. Everything is good.
So we have a beautiful, beautiful parasha in front of us.
That's right. Parashat Vayetze is a phenomenal parasha with so many different lessons. You know, we could spend all day on just trying to figure out lessons, so we got to, pick one of them. But, you know, we see in this historical portion how Jacob leaves his hometown of Be'er Sheva and he journeys to Haran, mm-hmm. and on the way he encounters, as the Torah says, the place, which the place then obviously refers to later where the Beit HaMikdash is going to be built. And he sleeps there dreaming of a ladder connecting heaven and earth. And what was on the ladder, angels were climbing and descending on it.
Yeah.
And God appears and promises that the land upon which he lies will be given to his descendants. To the Jews, obviously. And in the morning, Jacob raises a stone on which he lays heads as an altar and monument, pledging that it will be, this will be, the place where it is will be made the house of God.
Yeah.
And as it goes on, you know, obviously Yaakov is in Haran and he stays with his uncle Lavan and he's intending to Lavan's sheep, and Lavan agrees to give him the youngest daughter Rachel, and he has to work for 7 years, and then when the time of the marriage comes, he sees, whoa, it wasn't Rachel, it was Leah.
That's not the one.
That's right. He looks at him and says, no, this, you gave me the wrong girl. I need her sister, who I work for, not this one. He said, oh no, I'm sorry, the custom over here is you marry the older first, he has to work another 7 years, and he married both of them. And through that, you know, he had the 12 tribes.
Yeah.
Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and so on and so forth. And so that's in regards with what this week's Torah portion talks about. Now, if you think about it, what is really any normal human being that would think and talk about is like, what would be the best way to get to God, get to heaven? So you might say, you know, do an amazing act of faith, you know, save thousands of lives, do something that's courageous that can earn you the title of worthiness of going up to heaven. Well, if we look at this historic portion, I think we get a very productive and a very, very good answer in this concept. And as we said, you know, we read about the story of Jacob's dream and the famous ladder, and it's so important to just notice what he's saying on these words. He says, and behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it.
Yeah.
Now, there's a question that's asked, and you can ask that in Yiddish, it's called a klutz kasha. It's a simplistic question. And the question is, do angels really need a ladder? Everyone knows angels have wings, they don't have feet. If you have wings, why would you need a ladder? What's so important about that they need a ladder? And I think in this itself is a beautiful message. Because in climbing, when a person climbs heavenward, one does not necessarily need wings. Because there is a ladder that is instituted, a spiritual route clearly mapped out for us, a route that needs to be taken step by step, one rung at a time, and the pathway to heaven is gradual and is manageable. It just takes time. And many people are discouraged from even beginning a spiritual journey. Why? Because they think that it needs this huge leap of faith. And they themselves cannot see themselves reaching a degree of, let's say, religious commitment, which they really, you know, they do other things.
Yeah.
And yet, with gradual, step-by-step approach, one finds that the journey can be you know, can be embarked upon, and that the destination is actually not, you know, in outer space. It's really right there. You know, there used to be a big savings bank, big building in Brooklyn in New York, that used to have a slogan written on them, and it said, "A journey of 1,000 miles begins with just a single step."
Yeah.
Now, it's not limited to starting a savings plan, this slogan, because if you think about it, this slogan we can apply to our lives. It's a very, very simple yet powerful idea that it doesn't have to be it's all or nothing. Because if you think about it, you know, any rabbi's fantasy would be, you know, a guy, for example, a guy walking into the rabbi's office and saying, "Rabbi, I want to become frum. I want to become fully observant. Tell me what I got to do." A rabbi could think about it, can dream about it. However, you don't really see a real commitment then, because generally, in these situations, the commitment is here today and gone tomorrow. You know, it's like the popular saying goes, "Easy come, easy go."
Yeah.
And the real, I believe, correct and most successful method of achieving our Jewish objectives is a slow and steady approach. You know, gradual, but even though it's gradual and slow, it still has to be consistent. And as soon as one has become comfortable with one mitzvah, one commandment, then it's time to go to the next one, and so on and so forth. That through constant growth, slowly but surely, you become more knowledgeable, more committed, and you become happy and fulfilled in the faith. You know, it's like the famous question the rabbi asks the teacher asks his students, that if two people are on a ladder, one at the top and one on the bottom, who's higher? And the class thought, "Come on, it's a pretty dumb question. The one who's on top is higher, obviously. What do you mean?" Until the teacher explained that they were not really capable of judging who was higher or lower, because they first had to figure out in which direction they were headed.
Yeah.
Because if the fellow on the top
it depends where you look from.
Exactly, because if the fellow on the top was going down, but the guy on the bottom was going up, then obviously the one on the bottom was actually higher. So it doesn't matter where or what your starting point is, or where you are on the ladder of the religious life. It is, as long as you are moving in the right direction, as long as you're going up, you will be able to reach heavenly heights. And that's what our journey is about. So when the angels were walking, going up on this ladder, they didn't need the ladder. They were showing us even a higher message, that every single person, every Jew, regardless of his affiliation, regardless of where he's holding in Jewish life, in religion, in Torah, mitzvot, commandments, doesn't make a difference. But if we're willing to start that commitment and going slowly, step by step, on my level, on each person's individual level, then eventually you will reach heavenly and you will reach the top of the ladder. And that's what this week's Torah portion is teaching us. And I thought that is an empowering lesson that we can really apply to our lives on a day-to-day basis.
That's nice. So, Rabbi, services at Shari Tzedek.
Services at Shari Tzedek this week are... Every week during the winter is 6 p.m. is evening service, and Shabbat morning is 9 a.m. And we are in full swing getting ready for the Hanukkah menorah which is going to be at the Devonshire Mall, which is going to be a unique theme this year. We're going to be making a menorah made out of Lego, and we just ordered big quantities of Lego in order to be able to make the Lego, and everyone is welcome to bring Lego as well to help make a bigger menorah.
But I'm sorry, but we have to mention that if you bring Lego, please bring those big Legos, those Duplo
Lego.
Yeah.
So primarily those are the best. If you have smaller ones and you still want to bring those, we could find a place to put those as well. But primarily, yes, the Duplos are the better ones because those are the bigger ones that we could be able to make the menorah. And God willing, we're going to make a very, very big menorah. And it's going to be December 21st, the second night of Hanukkah at the Devonshire Mall food court. It is being sponsored by the oldest three synagogues, Congregation Beth El, Shari Tzedek, and Shara Shemayim. And Massey High School is doing a very big fundraiser and getting involved with that as well. And there's going to be obviously the latkes and the donuts and the dreidels and so on and so forth. Dignitaries will be from the city of Windsor will be there. So it will be a beautiful event. And then we are going to then donate the Lego to the pediatric ward of the hospital. So that will be a beautiful thing as well, to give it to the kids that are in the hospital, unfortunately. So everyone is invited out 4 to 6 p.m. December 21st.
Yeah, be there. And it's a community event because the kids are happy and the Jewish community, and it goes to see kids in the Met hospital.
So we're the whole community is involved.
A great thing.
Yes, thank God. So looking forward to seeing everyone.
Oh yeah. So Rabbi, thank you. And
thank you, and definitely we will talk next week about another beautiful parsha, and looking forward.
Same here. Shabbat Shalom.
You too. Be well. Shabbat Shalom.